We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One more time.
Oh, man.
Craig, you are the best producer in the game for a reason.
If that does not get you fired up, what does? On a Steelers.
How about that for
Friday?
A war cry? What's the one Drew Brees thing where they show him imploring his teammates in a pregame huddle and he's like chanting and war whooping? Just throw that in there instead. Just have a guy get in there, a little bit of a, body by refined sugar and caffeine withdrawal, and just get in there and start hooting and hollering like the Birdman.
Doran Dickerson is with us. Doran, how do you think that would have gone over in a NFL locker room?
That was one of the worst sounds I've ever heard in my life. Was that Joe?
What? Yeah. No, no. Of course. No, it was Dunlap. Who do you think that was? It was Zeiss.
It could have been Dunlap.
Yeah,
it could have been. Yeah, Zeiss goes,
moving right along. 1, 2, 3, let's get him. The bottom line is.
Who would be less inspiring, Zeiss or Cook in a pregame huddle?
Oh.
We're going to get him.
Spare me with a crap.
That's another.
We're going to go hit him in the mouth.
Mm. Doran, did you ever give like the rah-rah speech at any point of your high school, college, or NFL career? Did Doran Dickerson ever get up? Like, people have said this week that Tommy Maddox delivered this incredible, like, out of a movie impassioned speech at halftime when the Steelers were getting drubbed by the Browns in this playoff game 18 years ago, that somehow Tommy Maddox's words resonated. Did you ever do that in your career at any point?
As I'm sitting in my home office, I turned around, I looked at my shelf, and I see an honorary captain, Doran Dickerson football from the Pitt versus Clemson football
game in
2016. I know, but I gave the rah-rah speech.
You did?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
That's why I got the game ball.
What did you do?
Oh, I called everybody out. I called James Conner out. I called Quadri Henderson out, Nate Peterman. I told them all to stand up. It was after a pregame meal. I told them all to stand up, and I just called them out. I was like, I was in the same position when we played West Virginia back in 2007, the number two team in the country. You guys been playing football all year.
Nate Peterman.
So, yeah, I gave a rah-rah speech, and it worked.
Sweet.
God, I'd have just taken a picture of Dabo with that stupid crew neck sweatshirt on and punched my fist right through his face.
Did you get to rub that rock that they have at Clemson, that thing that they touch before they run down that hill?
Well, I didn't that game, but my uncle coached there back in like 91, he took us to the field, and I got to when I was like 3 years old.
So never in your playing career did you get up and say, guys, this is BS here, and then go around the room and say, come on.
No,
come on,
I was more action guy.
Come on, Matt Stafford.
No.
Come on, Andre Johnson. Let's go here.
You never played on a team with Phillip Rivers, right?
No, I haven't. I played against
God, him. I would love to be in there if he would, because he does love to talk trash, but he doesn't swear, so I would just wonder how weird it would be to hear, come on, guys, darn it, yeah, we're going to get him, go team, woo!
I remember my rookie
Tim
year.
Tim Tebow, same deal.
We played against the Chargers, and it was after warm-ups, and I was like looking at Phillip Rivers, and he was just staring at all of us and like kind of like prancing across the field. He looked like a 6'9" praying mantis, and I was like, look at this guy. What is he doing? He was just staring at all of us. Like, what?
Steelers and Browns on Sunday night. Ben Roethlisberger looking to win his first playoff game since 2016. And he said this week, you know, who knows how many I have left after this. You got to really, they're precious at this point when you're 38 years old and you only have 1 year left on your contract beyond this year. I expect Ben Roethlisberger to play his best playoff game of all time on Sunday night. Numbers-wise. I don't mean iconic drive like he threads the needle to Santonio Holmes one play to win a Super Bowl. I don't mean he tackles Nick Harper and he salvages a playoff game.
So his highest passer rating game ever, you expect?
I say objectively, I expect him, when the game is over and you look at the numbers, that people say, that is, from a playoff, 22 playoff games, that's the best he's played in a postseason game.
What makes you think that that's going to happen, or why is that your expectation?
Because the Browns haven't practiced, and their defense sucks to begin with, and their defense gave up big plays to Mason Rudolph last week. All three of those things.
What's interesting to me is that when you look at Ben Roethlisberger's playoff career, the numbers are pretty pedestrian.
Well, that's part of it too, Chris. He doesn't have huge numbers. That's why there's room for this.
I know. I'm not done. He also has, with the exception of Super Bowl 40, a notably terrible performance in a Steelers win. His, by and large, his worst games in the playoff, but just by passer rating, have been at home. Now, granted, almost all of them were early in his career, but the guy has more games with two or more interceptions, or as many games at home in the playoffs with two or more interceptions, as he does with two or more touchdown passes.
Okay, so you're not expecting him to play, to have a big game then? Is that...
I don't know what to expect. I think he's the biggest genuine wild card on either side in this game, even more so than Mayfield, who
that's good that we're paying you for opinions like, I don't know what to expect.
Wait, how is that not a well-founded opinion given the fact that the guy looked like an MVP for 25 minutes against the Colts and before that looked like somebody that should be in the football retirement
home? Then. What do you think's more likely to happen? He goes off or he has a crappy game?
You know what I'll pick? He has a crappy game because he was crappy against bad teams and then he brought it against a better defense. So I'll say that against a crappy defense, he plays crappy.
So you brought up this statistic about Ben not playing well at home. Does this really count as a home game? I mean, with 2,500 people there?
Well, and they're not fans. They're just family members.
They're family members and friends. I don't really count this as a home game. And my man has got some rest for the first time in the season. He found his stride, like you said, for what? A couple minutes in the second half. That was enough. I agree with Pony. I think that he's going to have one of his best games. He's gone back to the drawing board. They figured out what they need to do and what they need to execute to figure out some momentum heading into the playoffs and this week. So I agree with Pony that I think Ben is going to be lights out Sunday night.
I think the Steelers... I'll get to this part later in the show. I don't want to give away chunks of the show. I don't think there is ample reason in terms of recent performance, which is what we always judge teams by coming into the playoffs, to believe that Ben Roethlisberger has definitively turned a corner back into good Ben. The preponderance of the evidence since about the beginning of December is that he's actually one of the lower-tier quarterbacks in the NFL.
Okay, so what gives you the feeling that the Browns, of all teams, are going to turn him back into bad Ben? What is it about?
I think Ben Roethlisberger is confident enough that he can get overconfident against bad teams.
What's that mean?
Like I could see him taking chances or thinking because he's playing a bad defense that he can get a throw in here and there that he wouldn't maybe try against a better defense.
So he's going to play reckless hero ball in this game.
I think there's a little bit of that. I think he's also got a lot of quiet, I want to prove everyone wrong still about him.
Yeah, I like when he has that last thing going for him where everyone's written him off and he wants to show people that he's not dead. I think that's a dangerous thing to give to a hyper-competitive athlete, somebody that has...
He was getting chastised after like the Baltimore game, the Washington game, and against the Bills and the Bengals, it didn't manifest.
Yeah, but it did in the second half against the Colts, and that's the last time we've seen him.
And that's how many quarters starting with the Ravens game that they won? Four there, four against Washington, 16-20. He's played maybe four good quarters out of his last 20, if you want to be charitable and say the first two against Washington were good.
What quarterback plays well throughout the whole season?
Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, guys like that.
Sure, but okay, if Ben Roethlisberger...
What quarterbacks right now are playing better than him in the NFL? I could go Rodgers, Mahomes, Mayfield. Mm-hmm. Not Mayfield, I'm sorry. Lamar Jackson, Tannehill. I mean, Mayfield's had more good quarters of football in his last five games than Roethlisberger has.
Really?
I would argue yes.
I know I would rather have Ben Roethlisberger going into a game like this because there's a baseline for what I've come to expect from him in games like this. It's not gaudy numbers. It's not huge, explosive offensive performances. It pretty much is enough to win. And he gets help from the run game. He won't on Sunday, but in the past, he's gotten help from the run game and his defense. And I think the defense especially can help him, give him short fields, turn the Browns over,
So how does that translate to faith in him? You're basically saying, I expect him to not be so bad as to cost the team the game. That doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement.
No, I'm saying, I was comparing him to Baker Mayfield. Like, that's the bare minimum that I expect out of him in a game like this. For Mayfield, he's never been in this spot before, and it's not like he's riding his high horse into a game like this. He barely beat the Steelers backups last week. And the week before that, he lost to a one-win team. The Steelers absolutely have, I believe, the quarterback edge in this game. And they have it even more because Ben gets to play against the Browns defense and Baker Mayfield has to play against the Steelers defense. It shouldn't even be a question. At the end of the game Sunday night, Ben's number should be way better than Mayfield's. If the situation were flipped and Ben had to play against the Steelers defense, I wouldn't be as confident. But Ben has everything going for him in this game. He's got the rest. He's got the memory of a great game. His most recent performance was very good and clinched a division crown after a strange season where he bitched and moaned about their bye week being thrown off and their schedule being thrown off twice. He got to relax. I expect him to look his best on Sunday. And I'm surprised you don't at least give that any credence, Chris.
I think Ben loves pressure. And I think that, real quick, that this playoff series in this game coming up Sunday is a lot of pressure on Ben. And I think he likes that. And there's a lot of pressure on him for the reason that his future isn't certain. Like, a lot of how he plays in the playoffs is going to determine next year.
I don't think so.
I do. I think that he likes that pressure, and I think he rises to the occasion. That is in the back of his mind.
I'm not saying that he won't rise to the occasion or he doesn't like the pressure. I'm saying I don't see – how is he not on the team next year? They're not going to cut him. They're not going to trade him. I mean, the worst-case scenario if he wants to keep playing football is that if he, bleeps the bed against the Browns and they lose, they don't give him an extension. But even if that happens, they might want to give him an extension just to lower the cap hit. So you're
saying if he plays bad, that you're going to ride with Ben next year as your full-time?
You talking to like Andrew Filippone, or are you saying the Steelers organization?
The Steelers.
I think he's absolutely, as long as he wants to play football in 2021, he will be their starting quarterback, and he could throw five interceptions Sunday night, and that would still be the case.
Okay.
Chris, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with it. I don't think it's good, but I think that they are so risk averse at that position and live in the fears of so many of their fans. What if it takes us 20 years to find the next Terry Bradshaw?
That
they're
going
to hang on to him.
What the heck
it was
like,
that? It was mopey dopey fan voice.
Craig, what? You've produced Chris for a long time. Have you ever heard that voice before?
I've heard him make robot noises, imitate people.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep.
That's a new one.
Mopey, dopey fan voice. What else?
Yeah,
is something?
Like it's the specific person who goes, it took a long, like on Twitter, when you criticize Ben when he plays like crap. It took them a long time from Terry Bradshaw's retirement to find their next franchise. Who cares?
Give me another take that mopey, dopey fan voice would have.
I wouldn't trade T.J. Watt straight. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I would never trade T.J. Watt straight up for Deshaun Watson. T.J. is the heart of our defense, and I'm a complete moron who doesn't know how football works.
you're bringing up a Josh Roundtree poll question that almost half of our audience said they would keep T.J. Watt and not trade him hypothetically for Watson. So you are accusing at least 40% of our audience of being mopey, dopey fan, is what you just did
there. Yes. Can you imagine in your heart of hearts?
40% of our listeners you think are mopey dopey?
Wow.
They answered the question like they are. Would you trade TJ Watt straight up for Deshaun Watson? I would do it tomorrow, and that means that the Steelers wouldn't have TJ Watt for this game, and it wouldn't even be legal.
Who do you think TJ Watt wants to play with more, Derek or JJ?
He doesn't play with Derek. He hangs out with him on the sidelines.
They're on the same team.
I know, but
I think he'd rather, in the barest of senses.
I think he'd rather play with JJ because they would be out there together, whereas with Derek, they eat, you know, meatball subs in the locker room and probably drive to the stadium together, and that's pretty much it.
Meatball subs?
Never liked him. I've never been a fan of him. You?
Oh,
no.
Man.
Me neither.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Not really. I'd rather just eat the meatball.
Same.
You know?
I agree. I think the bread's a waste
of
time.
It's too messy.
That.
Yeah, it gets sloppy. It gets soggy.
Meatballs weren't meant to be eaten on.
Have you guys ever heard of toasting the bread, maybe?
Still doesn't make a difference for me. Not a fan.
Yeah, me neither.
Craig, meatball subs, thumbs up.
Huge fan of them.
Really?
Huge. Love them.
Really?
Yeah, you put a little cheese on it, too. You toast the bread like Mueller said.
Oh, you lost me there, Craig.
No, I like hot sausage sandwiches.
So do I, with some pepper and onion.
Yes.
That goes a long way. That takes me back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.